Blog Talk Radio.
Better than just you and me. have been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving.
people way behind.
Oh, the name.
No battles, no bullets, so we got a lot going on.
I want to share with you this morning Exodus 14:14. I want to share with you Exodus. If you read that, Exodus 20, Exodus 23 and 17, the Ten Commandments of God. Action, God takes action on everything. So you get ready for God to take action. So God's going to take action on stuff, and we can't help it because God's going to take action, okay? So if whatever God do is in divine order. I want you to know that. And I'm praying for you and you. It might be a little windy out of here, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to hear what's going on for you and what's going to manifest for you, okay? So that's very important. I'm saying that God got something with your name on it, and God getting you to the next level, okay? And that level God can you is order to help somebody else. Less fortunate to you is somebody else around you needs some help and they ain't getting the help. So you got to reach out and help them with whatever they got going on with them, okay? So once you help them, whatever they need, God's gonna get to them. Or whatever going on with them, God's going to help them go to the next level. Whatever that next level is, God's going to help them go to that next level and help them go to the next level. So you got to let go this morning and let God move the way he do. And when God do it, you ain't got to worry about it. God's going to open up that divine door. And wherever you at, whatever you're doing this morning, all is in divine order. And I'm praying that doors that close, that you'll come in the, and they'll work for you. Somebody said, how they'll work? God always got a ram in the bush for you. And I want to tell you, every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love that we want to send to you this morning, all is well, and God got it all in his hands. I come to motivate you this morning, but I want to stimulate you to the next level. What level? That is the level that God wants you to do, the level that God wants you to go in, and what level is God asking you to do in your life? Yeah, God asking you to do in your life, when God asks you to do that in your life, God is trying to speak to you about all is well. And I want you to know that God got something with your name on it and something to help you go to the next level. But you got to make up your mind that you're going to do some serious changing in your life. You got to make up your mind that if a door closed, will open up. We are outside today, and it might be a little echo, but we're going to clear that up shortly. But all is well. I want to thank those that was out in that beautiful service we had yesterday, and we're still overcoming some of the negativity that's going on. We're getting ready for the break, get ready for the door, get ready for things to open up in your behalf. So all is well. Get ready to let God do something special for you. Get ready to let God take you to the next level. And whatever going on, it's going to be all right.
If he has to divine work, all is being taken care of, and all is working in his behalf. So get ready and let things work out for you this morning. Some of the stuff that God's planning for you, I thank you, Sister Barbara, for your letter. And I want to thank you, Sister Rose, that called and said she got a healing through last night's divine service. That's a good thing. But I want you to know that God is in control. He's going to work things out for you. But get ready for something to work out outside. There's a little wind that has to come back in. But I just want to share something with you today and open some doors. We got to get ready to understand that this world is going through a change. Flood back to back. I had prophesied last month that would be a hurricane coming to Florida, that the people got to come in. It's going to hit Florida, Alabama, some part of Atlanta, and it's coming now. People getting ready, trying to get ready, but you can't get ready for what the divine will of God. See, the Godhead has already predestinated things to happen. So you got to understand, if you can say that I'm a goddess, you can move up to another level. You need to say, I'm a god. But, you know, you're so in Christianity, you don't want to say that. Oh, that's blasphemy. No, you got to understand. You said, don't forget, we are God. And we have to come to ourselves like that. Matthew 6, we speak first the kingdom. What is the kingdom? If you are God, you got a kingdom. And the whole world is your kingdom, okay? Exodus 14, step back. And let the gods take care of you. Let the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. I know y'all don't want to believe that because you've been programmed that you got to look for God, and you've been programmed that you were told that you were nothing. But I want to tell you, everything that is made by the God, water, wind, earth, trees, it was made not by no Adam. It was made by the Godhead. Let me say it again. The Godhead means that they're sitting around the table, Pearl, the God, and they make decisions on the whole world. And you begin to be a part of that making. Because when you understand that you are part and a partial of Godhead, you can understand the 20, verse 3 and 17. The Ten Commandments is just a guideline. But do you understand that you are bigger than anything on this earth because you are a part of making the earth move to the next level? You are part, your body, mind, soul, and spirit is a part of what's going on in this life. And some of you are so caught up in materialistic stuff, a new car, a new home, new money. That don't mean nothing. If you are God, you speak things and you run evil away. Fret not that stuff you would do as this soon because that. So you got to stand in the gap and say, all is well. Why do you say all is well, Bishop? Because I speak it. When you speak things, the God here, okay, I'm praying that the hurricane don't come to Florida. It's already been predestinated by the Godhead. God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the storm, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. So don't be ignorant. I'll stand out there and I'm going to wave it away. It ain't happening, baby. So I want you to understand that when you understand the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, you can move to the next level. Some of you are so caught up in little bitty things. You don't understand. Let me give this prophecy. Probably for 2020, we was in the midst of COBRA real bad. We was in the midst of a man making chemicals over in China. They mixing together and virus. Got to China. They ain't going to never tell you where it comes from. They're going to lie. But God hates to tell you where it comes from. So in 2020 right now, my prophecy is all this stuff coming out. All stuff negative is coming out. You're going to see it. Going into 23, it's going to all come out. But you can see it for yourself. That's what's happening in probably, yeah. You're going to have in the Gulf Court, I already said it. this month is the angel Raphael. Jeremiah 1 and 5, what God talked to Jeremiah in Matthew 18 and 1, God is ready to do something for you in Proverbs 3 and 6, Proverbs 22 and 1. You know that God is the God who has already predestinated what's going on and been told you what that, but you don't look up. You talking about, I want to do this. Have you really checked with God this month? Or you check with your children? You check with your husband, your wife. Your husband and wife can't save you, baby. Only what you do. All you can do is tell people you love them and tell people what you want God to do. And God will do it too. Breaking the curses and the things that's going on. Some of you caught up and you don't know you caught up. You caught up in witchcraft. You caught up in all the world. Right now, I prophesied they're gonna have mass graves. You can find mass graves. They don't find mass graves. They found mass graves down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They found mass graves over there in Premier, and they still find a mass grave. So Hitler was killer, and Hitler was an evil man. He killed 6 million Jews. Now look at Putin. Look at Putin and look at Hitler. They all is in that spirit of killing, murder, innocent people. And you sitting back, oh, it just happened. No, God, the God is waking you up, man, telling you what happened in the world. Once you understand what happened, you know what to do. It's all in his hands, but you got to know that God gonna fix it for you. I want you to read Deuteronomy 28 verse. They come one way, but they left out another way. This morning, God bless you, you and you, every letter, every telephone call. If you got to see, go to my website, and you got to need, get ready for God to do something for you. You've got to understand that God is looking for you to move in the next level. Break the hex and the zinc off of you. How do you break it? Because you hold on to old stuff. You hold on to ideas, traditions, and things. See, how can you be a God and worried about what's going to happen? It's already predestinated what's going to happen, and if God gives it to you, it's given to you. By the ancestors, it is given to you by the ancestors, but you look over the ancestors. Oh, they've done. The ancestors can work for you. The ancestors will work to make things happen for you. So sometimes you don't look over what happened. So they said, when you're dead, you're done. So you got to look at breaking curses, hexes, and things. Well, how did all that? Did you get it because you hold on to stuff that people said? Well, I'm going to the movie. I'm going to the movie. What's this movie name that they playing now?
Woman King.
I'm going to see Woman King. And I'm going to see. They were wrote by a white man. He's going to put in the script what he want to put in it. You do some research on the whole Africa tribe. The homie tribe. Cold black folks. So when you started looking, you've seen evil people all over the world doing evil to people. But once you understand you God, you break out of that. You don't be listening to what the Christians said, what the Islam said. You say, I'm a God, I make my own law. I move in the spirit of God. When I speak some things, all is well. It's done. You know, you saying, well, everybody getting water. We got to move. You know, in your the storm will come. They tell you what they do and how they do. So you have to get ready to understand that God. One guy told me, "What you mean, God? The Godhead, the God of the wind, the God of the water. You don't control the water. You control the rain. You can send all the stuff up in there. All the chemtrails don't do nothing." Called God, the Godhead that sat at that table make a decision on me and you. And if you're part of the Godhead, you already know what's going to happen. I wish I had somebody praying with me this morning. You can read the Bible, the 23rd number, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, the one. He's talking about God of the universe, God that watch over the whole world. So you got to tell somebody that all is well, and they're going to be well. You got to tell somebody you healed, they're going to be healed. But if you don't say nothing, ain't nothing going to go. You're looking with your head down. I got bad news. What is the bad news? The bad news, you didn't speak on it, turn it around. You got to speak on it and turn it around. Breaking curses and hexes this morning, turning all stuff around, moving to the next level. Genesis 12 and 3, I'm going to bless you, bless you, I'm going to curse you, curse. So you, woman, you got to say, I bless you, man. Woman, I bless you because I'm in the decision. I ain't got to go to no church to get blessed. I ain't got to go to no man to get blessed because I know that I'm a goddess. The women got a little self-esteem. And some men got a little Oh, he said, I'm a god. How can I be? Because you don't understand how the universe works, the stars, the moon, all that work. All that works by the power of the Almighty God. When you read your Bible, when you read the Holy Quran, when you read the Bible of Jesus, when you read the Bible tells you about the man of God working quick and fast and in a hurry.
Peace and love.
Peace
and love. Anyone with a Bible, please open up to John. New Testament. First John you see when you go in there. John, this is more John. John, 10th chapter, 10th chapter 34. Should be read in your Bible, and it says, having you read these scriptures, the scriptures cannot be broken. I just give that as an initial piece for the people who read the Bible, who know that God. It is in the Word. Don't get it twisted. Now, you must know that before they wrote that Bible, and who wrote the Bible, and why would they write it, and it'd be different versions, different denominations, when it's supposed to be one understanding. We all people. We bleed red. We all sleep. We all wake up. We all use the bathroom the same way. Why is there this difference? Why is this just one group of people who just can't get reparations even though this country was built on their back? Why do we got to have a conversation about it, a meeting about it, research? Why we got to research about it? They didn't research the Native Americans when they gave them their acres, their land, casinos, tax write-offs, tax acquisitions. But when it comes to this one group of people, he talked about why there was a number of Jews who got erased, being put in term camps, being killed, murdered, put in the oven. They actually got reparations. Now, if you do a form of research, a combination that MLK, Martin Luther King, had, it could be that this was the conversation that got him marked for assassination. He said, I think I led my people into a burning house. Meaning, he felt sorrow. He felt like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. But he said, what I plan to do is for us to march on Washington and go get our check. Our check means reparations for the mothers you killed, the fathers you hung and castrated, the little babies who you murdered, cut out of mother's tummy, the little babies whose heads you kicked in. Just do your research. You can even read Nat Turner's writings of Nat Turner. Destruction of the Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. These are books that will show you just a little bit of our history in the Middle Passage, being a slave in this North America over here, of which our people was already here. So don't get that twisted either, like our Africans was just imported in over here, North America, and it was just some real light tan colored people called it. I don't believe that. Do you just, you'll see it was black people over here just as black as the tires on your car, native. They was called North America. But what we need to know is that this rich history that we got, it must be a reason why we were murdered for knowing how to read. Murdered. Killed for knowing how to read. That's our history. I don't know about nobody else's. Our history, we have a history of being murdered if you knew how to read. And being refused to be taught how to read. You got to ask yourself, out of all these people, why was we the ones, you know, I mean, of course, bred like pit bulls, bred like animals, bred like dogs or horses, absolute. If you read the Willie Lynch, they talk about the comparison of a horse to a slave, horse to an I-G-G-E-R. This is the history. This is your history of living in these United States. These United Nations, we're going to make these states, and we're going to make sure these slaves stay slaves. And if you're white and don't agree with us, we just might murder you. We're going to terrorize y'all, too, if y'all keeping these slaves. If you don't agree with the brutality that we're giving these slaves. And remember, negro, that's a color. Negro, that's a color. Just mean black. Anybody like Spanish say that? So these people who were so simple that they had to refer to a group of people by color, just different language, just mean black, negro, just black. And I don't get hung up on the terms black. Hey, we are what we are. We the native. We the indigenous people. We the ones who get brown when the sun come around. We in tune with nature. We in tune with the moon cycle. That's us. The original article. Okay? Not recessive, but dominant. That's why whatever we get with, it be black. Whatever we copulate with, they be black. Basically, whoever we have offspring with, them babies be black. See, we are dominant. Yet you might ask, well, why is this European man in power over so many people? How did he get in power over so many people? Confusion and physical violence. Write that down if you need to write that down. If you're a researcher or you're a person who likes to analyze things. Physical violence and confusion is how the oppressor continues to oppress a large number of people, even he's the minority. So let's talk about what confusion means. What confusion basically means, what it means. And by the Bible, who the author. It was also confusion. I mean, you know, somebody say confusion. Put it in the chat. Type it in the chat. Confusion. Who's the author of confusion? Okay, then. Well, on this planet, who's telling all the lies? Who is organized in an organized fashion telling lies? A dog is a cat is a dog. Up is down is up. Left is right is left. In is out, and out is in. That's confusion, right? You telling me going left is really going right? You telling me a female is really a male? That's what you telling me. You telling me salt and sugar, which don't work well in the black body. I'm only talking about black because those are the ones who are oppressed. I'm giving help to the ones that need help the most, the oppressed. Salt and sugar don't work good in their body yet. It's in, I'm going to say, 99% of the things that's in the grocery store. Salt, sugar. And what black people be having ailments of when they get into their 50s, 60s, 70s? High blood pressure. hypertension, sugar diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer. I'm connecting the dots, but allow me to introduce myself. If you don't know me, this is God Jahi with the dot moment. On Sunday mornings with Bishop. Now, yes, you are God. I told you. John 10:34. Look up. And it's in red. Ain't that close to Jesus, the Christ talking? Son of God, who you really are, who they talking about, who was hung on the cross, but they hung niggas on trees? I'll stop at any time you want me to stop. The power you have in order a whole planet to subjugate you and oppression. Think about who you probably are that they lying and confusion to get you out of knowing who you are. Propaganda. And then I'm going to touch on this and then I'm going to dissipate. You must understand the mind control is very important in order to continue to oppress the people. You got to program people to oppress them. Until they get to the point to where they have Stockholm Syndrome, meaning they love their oppression and they oppress them. Some of us know some of us who suffer from Stockholm Syndrome because they appreciate their oppressor.
They love their oppressor.
Love them.
Right.
Care for them. Will fight for them. Protect them. That say a lot about what they think about themselves. But then again, the teeth of the oppressor tells you to care for yourself, care for others, and to tell you to forgive people when they do his acts towards you. To forgive. To be able to forgive. Because if you cannot forgive, then you are not walking that walk as Christ Jesus said to Lord Jesus. Now, this is a program they did. Remember, on the plantations, they had church, cotton, do some work, but they let you go to church, didn't they? Duh, because that church concept was programming you to become a bad slave. It didn't give you liberty. It didn't say, hey, you can have your own land, get your own cows, your own livestock, tend to your own land, because you are a man like I'm a man, like the Bible say, and we're supposed to support and love each other. That was given us the Lord. They didn't teach that part. They serve and obey your master. 2022, if you still that out of touch with knowing at least the pages of the Bible are written and edited from older Egyptians, and you are part of this, you can know the Egyptians. If you don't know that, well, just try to find out today. Do a little research and find out today. Find out that we've always been on this planet. We circumnavigated this planet before the European was even created. Yes, he was created. So all I would say is do your research. It's the reason we were being murdered for not read at some point. But once they got us dumb enough through religion, they said, okay, they can read, because they ain't going to even read the Bible. But we don't program them good. Generations and generations of programming has paid off. Now they on remote control, autopilot. You won't even read to save your life. Directions right there. It was told to me as a little boy, make sure you read the fine print. Mother, you say. Make sure you read the fine print. He said, because tricky white folks, as my Uncle Herb used to call them, tricky white folks put it in small print. That are very important. Because they know you ain't going to read it. So if they give you a movie like The Woman King, think it's going to be cohesive for black male and female relationships, think again. If you think it's not going to be full of confusion, think again. If you, it's not going to be to denigrate you in guys entertainment, think again. I have been God Jahi with connecting the dot moment. I want you to remember, Black is a color, but yet again, black is what all colors come. So don't get caught up on the word black. I ain't black. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm a Eastern. Whatever you feel like you are, understand your oppressor obviously look at you like other people who look like you look at you. So you got to understand. Be at peace. Get out your feelings. Understand that whatever you program your mind to, that's what's going to be your reality. So don't let your oppressor continue to program you. Have a thought of your own. Only way you can do that is know who you are first. And then you will realize, oh, I have to program myself. So let me go get some information. I have been God Jai on Sunday morning with the bishop.
I want to thank information. I know he gave you a lot of information that you didn't know where it was coming from. It was coming directly from King Jai. Was giving you some information, young folks, how to move to the next level. That's important to know how to carry yourself to the next level. We're going to some other stuff, so get ready for doors to open up for you. Get ready for everything to work quick, fast, and in a hurry, so you want them to work for you, and you want them to be in your history, what you want to happen. And I want to tell you, all that we said today, it will work out for you. All that you're looking for, it'll work out for you. All that you're looking for, it'll work out for you. See, whatever you need, it'll work out for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you started looking for things to work for you. What you want to work for you, whatever you need, it's going to work quick, fast, and somebody said, in a hurry. I need you to know. But that word quick, fast, somebody said, I'm going to interrupt. I need it right now. So if you want it to work, it's going to work for you right now. The storm is over. And get ready for the breakthrough. I just wish tonight, this morning, that every door closed would open up for you and you're able to find where you at and where you're standing. Sunday morning brought back joy in our home. Sunday morning brought back happiness. Sunday morning brought back love. Somebody said Sunday morning.
Come on. Right
now. I'm praying for you. Thank you, Brother Jahi. Thank you, Henrietta and Deborah and George and Mary Hawkins. God bless you this morning. Jahi was getting a little information for these young folks to realize a new car make them status. Labor clothes. Make your own clothes. Put your label on it. What I'm talking about. I want to buy Calvin Klein. Now you buy your own and put your name on it. Put your family name on it. Get ready for a breakthrough. Exodus 14:14, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God didn't give you the fear. Didn't give you the spirit of fear. And Acts 19 and 11. Jerry Williams, God bless you today. Barbara Ann, you. Right now. Right now. On my way.
and your